No one pushed harder than me to have the Epstein files released, and I'm glad that has finally happened. That's what Elon Musk wrote on Saturday. He also claimed, I had very little correspondence with Epstein. I declined repeated invitations to go to his island, or fly on his Lolita Express, but I was well aware that some email correspondence with him could be misinterpreted, and used by detractors to smear my name. Misinterpreted? Even if you do your absolute damnedest to read these freshly released emails in a positive light, what you get is the story of a tech tycoon, clearly stating he wanted to attend an absolute rager on a sex criminal's private island. What day or night will be the wildest party on your island? Elon Musk asked Jeffrey Epstein on the 25th of November, 2012. Years later, in 2019, Musk told Vanity Fair that in their past interactions, Epstein was obviously a creep. And yet, in 2012, that wasn't hard to figure out. Epstein already had a conviction for soliciting prostitution. It was widely reported that the conviction came from a generous plea bargain. The charges he faced included sexual relations with minors. Against that backdrop, here's how Musk and Epstein tried to make plans in 2012 for Musk to visit Epstein's island with his wife at the time, British actress Tallulah Riley. Original typos preserved. Epstein, you are welcome to stay or just come for the day. Plenty of room? I will send Heli to get you. Musk, do you have any parties planned? I've been working to the edge of sanity this year, so once my kids head home after Christmas, I really want to hit the party scene in St. Bart's or elsewhere and let loose. The invitation is much appreciated, but a peaceful island experience is the opposite of what I'm looking for. Epstein, understood. I will see you on St. Bath. The ratio on my island might make Tallulah uncomfortable. Musk, ratio is not a problem for Tallulah. It may be true Musk declined one or more invitations, but he also tried to make plans to visit multiple times. On the 14th of December, 2013, he emailed Epstein again. He said he would be in the Virgin Islands over the holidays. He asked, is there a good time to visit? It's hard to claim moral high ground for rejecting offers to visit Epstein's island. If you are also repeatedly trying to visit Epstein's island, his narrative has shifted. In the past, he said, Epstein tried to get me to go to his island and I refused. He may never have gone, but refused overstates things. There's no proof of a crime here. And yes, the emails suggest the timing never worked out. Sometimes Musk demurred. At one point, Epstein himself called off the plan, but Epstein kept trying into 2014 to get Musk to the island. It appears he never went. Even so, the record shows a man who wanted to party his ass off on an island full of females, all there at the pleasure of a convicted sex offender. To dispute that would require a fascinating counter-narrative. Maybe Musk was a secret mole for the anti-human trafficking militia from Sound of Freedom, or something like that. On Saturday morning, Musk didn't offer any such explanation. Instead, he posted this call for justice on X, now pinned to his profile. What matters is not release of some subset of the Epstein files, but rather the prosecution of those who committed heinous crimes with Epstein. When there is at least one arrest, some justice will have been done. If not, this is all performative, nothing but a distraction, until he provides a plausible excuse. His ass is hanging out, and at the very least, he could spare us the high roading and grandstanding.